It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fratz,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome.
CF,
the plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fresh Sales Approach, and I'm your host, CF, the plumbing sales coach, and tonight we're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about the way that you buy, how you typically go through your process mentally, physically, geographically, whether you do it online or whether you do it in person. We're going to talk about that tonight and exactly how you do it, because here's the thing. Here's the big reveal. You buy the way your customers buy, and we're going to talk about that tonight. In fact, I've learned a little bit about how you guys buy here. In the last week or so, I've done some tests and stuff. But before I get too far into that, I'm giving away a couple of things tonight. I'm giving away two things. We're going to get into that in just a second, but I've got two gifts for you. And the first one is a $25 Visa gift card. Now, here's how you can get that $25 Visa gift card. We're going to make it real easy tonight. Tonight, the comment of the night. We're going to start doing this thing called comment of the night every night, every time we do a show. We're going to go back and review the comments at the end of the show before the show ends. And the comment of the night, if you're still watching the show, we will give you a $25 Visa gift card. We'll announce the winner at the end. And then all you got to do is email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach or send us a messenger on Facebook with your email address, and we will send you $25 Visa gift card. That is the simplest way I can do it. I can't make it any easier for you to win the gift card. Again, Visa gift card for the comment of the night. The second thing I'm giving you is an ebook, simple ebook. It basically has all the information you need to know to be able to understand the three big lies that are out in the plumbing game that are keeping you from raising your ticket averages. They're keeping you from making more revenue. Not only do I have the ebook, now a lot of ebooks out there. Let me tell you what this ebook has. It has links back to previous shows. We've done the work. We found the answers from all the shows that I've done in the past, pulled it all together in one clip. So you can basically go through there, see the question, click the link, boom, you get the answer. I can't make it any easier, I promise. Ebook is all you got to do is type in ebook in the comments right now, and you'll get a message from Messenger. You'll need to respond to that with your email address, and bam, shamalam, you get this ebook. That's the second thing I'm giving away. So a $25 Visa gift card for the comment of the night, and an ebook for anyone that wants the ebook. Just type ebook. And the last thing I'll throw at you is subscribe to the show. Type subscribe and you will get subscribed to the show. Again, you'll get a message from Messenger. You'll need to respond to that. Type the word subscribe into the comments and you will get that message and you'll be subscribed to the show. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com/ebook and you can at least get the ebook. You're going to miss out on the gift card and the subscription, but I'm sure you subscribe through your podcast, so you're good to go. All right, who we got on here tonight? We got Robert Barnes in the house. Good to see you. Martin always says, yo, 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 yo. Shaquille Whitehorse in the house. Robert Avila, Chad Collins, all the way from Grand Junction, Colorado. William Noss in the house. Now, William's a service manager, so he's in the game, in the field, but he's also training guys himself, so he totally gets it. Good to see all of you. Tim Cunningham watching. Hey, where are you at? Where are you from? My man TK says live. Type live in the comments if you're watching the show live, or if you're catching on replay, type replay. Hey, look, here's the thing. Guys, tonight we're going to talk about the way that you buy and how it's affecting the probably the way you think, but also you need to understand something. Your customer buys the same way you do. And most of us, as we dive into this, are going to figure out that a lot of us purchase based on values, but those values are different. They're not the same for everyone. Some people value functionality and usability of something. Other people value the way it looks and the way it feels and the emotional state of it. And there's so much that we're going to get into when it comes to the way that we buy and the way that we shop. But I just did a test demo. In fact, I just promoted my product out. I have a account manager now making some calls to some plumbing companies, and we've gotten some interesting feedback, some interesting remarks. It's interesting to me how in my own training, I teach technicians to listen. It's step two in my FRESH. In fact, it's the R right over here, the R in the process. If you've been in my training, if you've been in my paid trainings, then you know I have a FRESH sales process: fears, review, examine, suggest, and help. And step two is the review phase, and this is the listen phase. And it's not just listening to what they're saying, but it's listening to how they're saying it and how they might adjust their tone in certain areas, get excited about certain things, how they may be standoffish in certain areas. And so we talk about all of that stuff. But it's important to also understand that while it's important for us to listen, a lot of times the customer doesn't. A lot of times the customer doesn't. And there's this old adage that the customer is always right. And there's truth in that because perception is reality. They may not be factually right, but for you to come at a customer just straight on and say, you're wrong. Now, there are appropriate times where you take your stand where it makes sense, but not in a non-service way, not in a confrontational kind of way, not with your customer, not necessary. So what we do find though, is that there is this thing called confrontation, like this anxiety, if you will. And so the customer's not always listening. In fact, in my very first training, we talk about fears and how if you're backed in a corner, if you're like down an alley somewhere, if you're walking down an alley and it's dark out, the way you walk down that alley, what you're paying attention to when you walk down that alley is different than if it was daylight, sunny out, and there was birds chirping and Mary Poppins was doing a big sailing dance at the end of the alley. And so our anxieties and our nerves, they come into play when we're buying stuff too. And when we're selling stuff. Frankie says, what up? Evan says, what up? Good to see you guys. CF, Tim's all the way from Arizona. We've got George out of Brea, California. Matt Miller says, live, son. He says, William says, I'm not sure if Fresh and I are kind of look the same, or if Fresh and I may, or Fresh may be my real father. Oh, that's funny. That is so funny. But look, here's the thing. That's funny. And look, this guy is hilarious, man. He's riding around in trucks all the time. He's always taking pictures of these dudes sleeping in the truck. He's always showing his great work online. He's always talking about service. Cares about the customer. So, of course, we're going to be like-minded. I care about the customer. And I want to make sure that we all understand that we're just like the customer. We are the customer in a lot of scenarios, just not the one where we're in the home offering plumbing. So what can we learn from that? Now, one more time, before we dive too far into this, I'm giving two things away. One is a $25 Visa gift card. All you got to do to win that gift card, it's going to be given away tonight on this show, is simply type in the best comment of the night. Whoever adds the most value to the show with their comment is what we're looking for. Comment of the night gets a $25 Visa gift card. Also, you get entered into a bigger drawing. Now, I want to go back to that really quick. That bigger drawing is coming here in a couple months. We'll make an announcement. It'll be a bigger drawing, like a $250 Visa gift card for all the winners. And we'll keep doing that cycle. $25 Visa gift card on every show. We'll do a comment of the night. And then those winners get thrown into a bigger pie. Now, with that being said, we have a separate competition going on. We're at 22 live viewers right now. If we can get to 50 live viewers, I'm just throwing this out there right now. My producers are probably scrambling and are like, oh my gosh, here comes another giveaway. We're going to do a $100 Visa gift card. And if we get to 77 viewers, that's a magical number for this show. It's the most live viewers we would have ever have had at one time. We'll do a $250 Visa gift card. So what I just said basically is tonight, on this show, we could give away $375. The way we do that is you comment, share the show, let people know that this is going on. So let's dive into the topic. All right, we're talking about buying stuff. Now, what's the last thing that you've bought? I want you to think through just some things you bought, maybe a big purchase, a small purchase, maybe a simple purchase. What was the last thing you bought? Something of value, you know, something, not a gallon of milk, not a carton of eggs, but what's maybe a pallet of toilet paper. A lot of people are buying those. What was the last thing that you bought that took some time to think about and make a decision? And look, for me, I'm a decisive individual in some cases, and I'm not so decisive in others. If you take me out to a restaurant and I'm making my decision, I'm going to look at the menu. I'm going to make up my mind. I'm going to change it. I'm going to make it back up again. I'm going to change it five more times. And then I'm going to definitely make my decision. But then if I hear somebody else order something better, I may change my mind again. That's how I buy food. But when it comes to other things, it's like, yeah, that's the one I want. Let's go. What's it going to take? Can I sign here? Sign here? Sign there? Let's go. Come on. Can you get it written up any faster? So I'm decisive in some areas and I'm indecisive in areas. What are some things? Terry says he bought a van. My boy CF is wicked smart. My boy CF, wicked smart. That's a great movie. Who's seen Goodwill Hunting? That's a great movie. How do you like them apples? A new car Saturday. Plumbing paid for it. I love it, Robert. Hashtag plumbing paid for it. Terry says a van. Laptop for school. Olivia says laptop for school. Laptops are important for school. That's a process. That's a decision. My man, fresher than fresh. Joey Cisneros. What's the last major thing or what's the last thing that you just recently bought of value? And what was that experience like for you? Now, I want to tell you guys something. I got this ad running out. This is really what kind of sparked my interest on this topic. I've got this ad running, and for those that have plumbing business owners, you guys know it is not easy when you do marketing. You got to find your perfect customer, who you want to talk to, who am I trying to get my message to, what service do I offer, who does it help, and I want to get my message in front of those people. Just like you, I got to find plumbing business owners. It's not the easiest thing to do on Facebook, okay? There's not a magical little thing that you can tell Facebook, like, I'm a plumbing business owner. So Facebook doesn't carry that. So that's what's a little bit hard to reach you guys. So as I promote my message, if you will, out to the world, sometimes it dribbles over to the consumer and to electricians and to non-plumbers. And it's funny the messages I get back, whether it be a plumber or a consumer. I get the homeowner response and they say, and I'll say, hey, learn how to 4x your ticket average. Learn how to increase your ticket average and make your customers happy. That's the first two sentences. Now, in my mind, it's like, okay, it's clear that somehow this guy's got a way to increase ticket averages and make people happy. And the responses I get don't even fit into those first two sentences. Like, it's almost like they couldn't have possibly have read both sentences. They could have only have read one. It's not just the consumer. It's not just the homeowner. I see plumbers doing it. Plumbers getting on there and going, yeah, if I charge 4x more for the same thing, my customers would not be happier. Like, they got me somehow. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm teaching. That's the big magical ebook that I'm giving away. It tells you how to raise your ticket average by 4x the amount by simply taking your water heater and instead of charging $1,500, now charge $6,000. That's the whole ebook. No, that's not the ebook. There's nothing like that in there. But we jump to conclusions. Now, I see this on both sides. This is the problem in the home. The homeowner's jumping to conclusions. The technician's jumping to conclusions. The homeowner thinks that the technician is going to take advantage of them. The technician thinks that the homeowner's not going to spend any money. And it creates this awkward environment. William says, if trained correctly, your employees can be all of the marketing you'll ever need. Customer satisfaction wins in the end. Amen. Literally how I built my entire platform. We just started advertising like a week ago. So yeah, everything I've done has been from you guys telling other people. And William is right. Your customers, look, there's a chatty Cathy in every social group, in every church, in every organization, in every PTA. There's a chatty Cathy. And if you make that person really happy, if you treat that person amazing, they're going to tell the world. If you treat everyone amazing, you're going to eventually treat the chatty Cathy's amazing. And they'll tell the entire world, whether they want to hear it or not. William's 100% right. Frankie says value, 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 value. And what do these people value? And you got to know what their value. You got to know what they're buying. If you think they're buying plumbing, you have already missed the whole entire point of why they called you out there. They might even think that they're calling you out there for plumbing. But I'm telling you right now, and I've said this from day one, plumbing is the stage, service is the song. Think about every time you go to a concert. Are you there to see the stage? No. Did the musicians come there for that stage? No. But that stage being there is the reason why the musicians and you all ended up on the same spot at the same time. But it's the music that we want to hear. It's the songs that we want to listen to. It's the concert. It's the beautifulness of all that takes place in that environment. Same thing when you go out to eat. Are you there for the food? Sometimes, but more than that, you're there for the experience and the convenience. Because I see Taco Bell, I see McDonald's, I see Wendy's drive-through lines extremely long. No one's there for the food. No one is there for the food. And McDonald's knows it. Because they sure in the world aren't invested in making sure the food gets better. They make sure that it gets faster. Know what business you're in. If you don't know what business you're in, if you don't know what career profession you're in, if you're a service plumber and you think you're in plumbing, you are sadly mistaken. You're in the service game. Plumbing's what allows you to charge the most, but you're in the service game. It says word to mouth customer experience is key. Fix the customer's concerns. It's key. TK's been in the training. Yeah. Because that's what we learn. What are you, when Olivia earlier mentioned she bought a laptop for school. Do you see that? For school. She wasn't buying a laptop. She was buying a solution. And that's what we don't understand. That's what we never take the time to figure out. What's it for? You want hot water? I want hot water. We all want hot water. But what's it for? Is it for you and your spouse? Is it for you and your spouse and your newborn? Is it for you and your spouse and your eight kids? I got eight kids. There's a different solution to all of those wants. And that's what we never take the time to understand. That's what we never take the time to realize. I got all these plumbers on here. Yeah, it's guys like you that are ruining our industry. You tell guys to go in there and sell a bunch of stuff, and all they had to do is put a washer in the new. And it's like, no, it's guys like you that are ruining the industry. Because you go around, you put a washer in a hose bib, or you put a washer in a faucet, or you do some magical quick fix with an old part that you had on your truck since 1922, and then you charge the customer a super cheap price, $69, $89, $109, which, by the way, is still too much. Yeah, I said it. You're charging too much because you're not doing anything. You're not providing any real value. You are a handyman touching plumbing straight up. If you want to be a service plumber, like a professional, then you got to go in there and actually take care of this customer's concern, what they're worried about, what they're concerned with, what keeps them up at night, the reasons why they want their plumbing to work, the reasons why they want their plumbing to function in a way that doesn't do water damage, that functions in a way that doesn't constantly break down. Look, I live in a really nice home in a really nice area. The last thing I want to do, even if you save, I don't want to save $100. I don't want to save $500. I want to deal with it once. My wife will tell you right now, I'll pay extra to have it delivered to my house. I don't want to lift it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to do it. I'll pay extra. You see what I'm saying? Like, everyone values something different. Everyone values something different. Everyone values something different. And if you go into the home and you don't understand that, first thing you have to realize is people are just like you. They buy just like you, but they're not you. Okay, they're not you. And you and I, you know, you, I, and three other people, five other people can get in a room and realize we're all very different and we all buy very differently. And so it's just a roll of the dice on which one of us is going to show up to that lady's house. So she shouldn't be held hostage to the way that we buy, because it's a crapshoot. Why should, like, depending on what time of the day and who got a flat tire and who went long on their job, I get this guy and now I got to buy the way this guy thinks? That doesn't seem like service at all to me. All right, who's going to win this $25 Visa gift card tonight? Still got that competition going. $25 Visa gift card for the comment of the night. We can still get them in there. I've seen some good ones. I know Brandon Graham's going to go back and watch this repeat and go, oh, why did I miss this show? Comment of the night. I'm the comment king. It's not about the plumbing. Yeah, type ebook too if you want to get the truth about the three lies that are keeping you from making money. If you're a plumbing business owner right now and you're not averaging at least $1,000 a ticket, I said that right. And that's not $1,000 a job. I mean that. A lot of people that go through my training, they're like, really? And then they afterwards are like, oh, dang, it's more than that. It really is. Every time your phone rings and someone's got a plumbing problem and you put them on the schedule, that should be a minimum of $1,000 or more. And it's not by raising your prices. It's not by getting them to buy a bunch of stuff they don't need. It's simply going through and identifying what they're actually concerned with, what the bigger problem is, by PRVs, water softeners, the things that are actually going to keep the plumbing from failing, that's going to keep the problems from coming back. Those are the things that you should be offering on every call. Not tanklesses on every call. But if they got a failed water heater, wouldn't it make sense to go ahead and offer them a tankless along with the tank, along with the rebuild, along with whatever makes sense? Of course it does. And so we've got to get good at understanding that we've got to give these people options. We've got to understand what their concerns are. We've got to identify what it is that they actually value when they're buying what they're buying so that we can give it to them. That's the only way. That's the only way. Now, if you want to subscribe to the show, type subscribe. If you want the ebook, type ebook. I see Jennifer typed ebook. Jennifer, you're going to get a message sent to your messenger. Make sure you respond to that messenger. And I think you put in your email address and then you get the ebook. But yeah, there's going to be cool. All the answers are right there. And then you link back to other shows where I talk about in depth instead of trying to type it all out and making you read it all. We just send you right to the show part where this happens. And so hopefully this is a blessing, you guys. It's a help to you guys. But I want you guys to be able to get better, get the understanding of why these customers are doing what they're doing. What's creating these buying habits or lack thereof. Handy Andy can replace a flapper, but a plumber finds a solution. It's absolutely right. You know, I've seen guys go in, they're like, yeah, this is the third fill valve I fixed at this house. Like, really? Huh? You didn't see a problem after the second one? There he is. Dawson House. Jeff says subscribe. Show your customer your menu options. Yeah. Like the server comes up. They don't give you a menu. The server just comes up and they're like, what can I take your order? And you're like, yeah, I'm hungry. And he's like, burger. And you're like, what else you got? We got burger and fries. Well, what else? I don't know, man. You said you're hungry. Like that's not, that wouldn't be service. Could you imagine going to Best Buy and they're like, you, okay, based on your shoes, the car you pulled up in, you can buy this TV. What? No, I don't value my shoes in my car. I value my TV. I want the really nice TV. Ah, you don't get the really nice TV. You can't afford it. I've already decided for you in my mind. We already took it off the shelf. We put it in the back. You won't even get to see it. You don't even know it exists, sir. The tankless that you've never heard of, I'm not going to be the one that tells you about it. That would be awkward and uncomfortable. No, that's a really cheap way of getting out of an uncomfortable conversation that needs to be had because the customer deserves to know. You know, I've said this from day one. Plumbing is so different. Think about anything else you buy. You get marketed to by the manufacturer, Samsung, Apple, Chevy, TV, whatever it is, constant all over, you know, super, they're paying millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars to get their commercial in front of you when you're watching TV or you're listening to the radio, you're driving down the road and you see the billboard, same ways that all you plumbing visitors have to get your message out. You see it all over from the manufacturer. Then the stores come out with their ads. So not only is Samsung saying, look at our new smart TV, look at our new smart refrigerator, look at our new smart, now Best Buy is like, hey, buy the new smart TV from Samsung. Is so boom, boom. Now we're getting hit from every angle. When does that happen in plumbing? When's the last time you saw a commercial for a Bradford White water heater? When do you see water softener commercials? Unless it's a water softener company that's pushing out these commercials. No one is. The technician is in one of the toughest positions of any trade, in any sales trade. They have to go into the home. They have to be mechanically inclined. Salespeople aren't mechanically inclined by nature. So they have to be mechanically inclined. That's strike one. Now they got to go in and sell. They got to have this. That's strike two because sales is hard. Sales is hard. And now it's like they're the salmon of salespeople. They're swimming upstream. They got to do it all by themselves. There's no manufacturing commercials. There's no, you know, your local plumbing supply store is not pumping out a ton of commercials on the new water heaters, on the tank. They're not doing that on the scale inhibitors. Halo doesn't have a commercial out there with the ions. They don't have any of that going on. It's all on you. And you got to walk into the customer's house and you go, hey, you ever heard of a softener? And they're like, ah, I hate you. Get out of my house. And you got to go from there to you're installing a softener like 30 minutes later. What? You better understand it comes down to mindset. You better understand when the right time and the wrong time is. It's kind of like feeding bears. You better get that right. She says, what's the best way to get your name out there? Advertise for a new plumbing company without spending a lot of money. Best value. Reviews. It's for free. You can do it for free. You can get reviews for free. You can get them on your Google page. You can get them on your Facebook page. You can push that Facebook page out, friends and family. Tell the world, but I would definitely be doing as much as I could to get reviews. I would also offer a big one for me, honestly, is the maintenance agreement program. I think when you offer the maintenance agreement program, it creates loyalty with your customer base. And there's some unique ways. Reach out to me, Jennifer. There's some unique ways to use that to expand your reach and to expand that onto other people. What's Justin say? Do good work. Get a long way. Goes a long way. Word of mouth is best ever. Yeah, reviews. And just to Justin's point, word of mouth referrals are the best. And my buddy who's in the SEO marketing world, he says it best. He says, one person can tell 10 people how great of a job you did, but a review can tell thousands every day. And there's truth to both of those. He says, talking about lifestyle questions and giving options. Absolutely. Diagnose like a boss. Absolutely. You got to know. Look, you're a doctor. You're really a doctor. This plumbing system, the body is the closest thing that reacts like a plumbing system. You know, it's pressurized veins, pressurized water lines. You got a drain system. You got so many comparisons. I had to slide that joke in there. But you got these pressurized veins and it constantly wears down and breaks down. And just like the human body, when you go to the doctor, if you say you got elbow pain, if you say you got chest pains, if you say you got knee pains, you say you got ankle pains, if you say that you can't sleep at night, they're going to take you through the same process because they understand those are symptoms. A lot of us have the same symptoms as the coronavirus, but we also have the same symptoms as the flu. And then we also have the same symptoms as tree allergies here in Indiana. Trust me, I know every day I wake up with the coronavirus and then it's gone by noon. And I don't mean to make light of the coronavirus. I'm just simply saying that my body reacts differently to these different things because there's symptoms. The same with your plumbing system. When things start breaking down, I remember a long time ago, I was in a home and I was like, you know, this, the water pressure is bad. We were renting, me and my wife were renting. And I was like, water pressure. Kept telling them, look, I know what I'm talking about in the plumbing industry, water pressure. And they're like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. 6 months of problems. And I'm like, water pressure. And they finally put a PRV in. And this was like when I was in the plumbing industry back then, I think was nowhere near actually a plumber. So I didn't even know what I was really talking about. And I knew that that couldn't be possible, that things would just keep breaking down. This was years ago. Now, fast forward to now. And I promise you, I go into so many homes where this is the same problem, where it's water pressure, water pressure, water pressure. And if you're in an area where you don't have high water pressure, it could be age of plumbing, could be some other thing, but it's still a symptom. Flappers don't just break. Fill valves don't just break. Faucets don't just, cartridges don't just go out. They eventually wear out or they break because of some external force that was abnormal. I'm telling you, make sure you're diagnosing the entire problem. All right, guys, look. Subscribe to the show. Type subscribe. You'll get a message from Messenger. Respond to that message, and that completes the process. They got to make sure you're not a robot. Also, if you want the ebook, type ebook into the comments right now, and you'll get the ebook sent to you. You got to, I think, respond to that message, another robot message, and then you got to put your email address in to get that. Here's the last thing, $25 Visa gift card. This is the best one. We're going to give that away here in just a second. My producers are working right now to find the winner for tonight. But as soon as we announce that, on way to 800K out of your truck. Seriously? Yeah, that's possible, Jennifer. Very, very possible, because what happens in plumbing is we think to make more money, we got to run more calls, but it's not the case at all. In fact, I always tell plumbers, you got to slow down and do more with the call. And it's not about selling the customer a bunch of stuff, but it's not about walking in, looking in the back of the toilet and going flapper. It's going to be 125 and then dropping a flapper and rolling out. That's not going to get you to 800K. But what will get you at 800K is having an intelligent conversation with the customer, educating, informing them along the way, and allowing them to understand where you're coming from and where you see it from in an integral, you know, with honesty and integrity, and really diagnosing it the correct way. Quality over quantity, absolutely. I've seen million-dollar plumbers out there, Jennifer, literally guys that can go out there and produce $1 million out of their truck, for real, plummet, do it, sell it, do the whole, diagnose it, the whole shebang. Just really about how you approach it and what the mindset is. Look, no one wants to spend $5,000 when their neighbor spent $1,500 to get the same thing. But everybody's willing to spend $5,000 to get more. I'll explain it like this. Nobody gets excited if a pickup truck rolls up in your driveway right now and it's worth $10,000 and they try to sell it to you for $10,000. That's not an exciting purchase. It's just a purchase. But if that truck was $7,500, you get a little bit more excited. Now, there's clever ways to do that without discounting. For example, let's say I sell trucks. I'm just going to give you guys one example right here. It's bonus land training right here. This is level two for the value stacking. Let's say I own a truck company and I want to get really good at selling my trucks at full price. But Steve opens up a truck company down the street and he wants to sell them for $1,000 less than me. I've got two choices, people. I can either discount down my truck or I cannot. And if I don't, I might lose some sales. But there is a secret third option, and that is adding value to the truck. So let's say I get really creative and I say, you know what? Everybody seems to like these toolboxes in the back of these trucks. I see companies selling these toolboxes for $1,000, $2,000. They only cost $200. I could buy these toolboxes for $200 and include them for free with my $20,000 to my $10,000 truck, or I could even raise the price on my truck to another $1,000. And all of a sudden now my truck with the toolbox is cheaper than my competitor's truck with the toolbox. But now I'm selling the truck at full price. I'm not worried about making money on the toolbox. I'm stacking the toolbox literally onto the back of the truck as a value stack so that the customer buys my truck because they get more. If you grasp that, if you understand what I just said, this is the old 2-for-4 on the Red Bulls, 2-for-4 on the Monster Energy drinks. This is the value menu at the drive-thru at McDonald's. This is the art of value stacking. This is how you move products. It's not about charging more. It's actually about charging less in a lot of ways per item, per hour, per whatever. But you're selling more. You're booking out more. Meaning people are now buying water, tankless water heaters at full price They're getting a killer deal on the softener from you. So they're buying the combo package, and now you're doing $7,000 in revenue off of one truck in one day instead of two, instead of one, instead of 700. And now you go, whoa, wait a minute. The customer just saved $2,000 and I just made $2,000 more. That math doesn't equal. I know, that's what we do here. The math never equals, but the truth is everyone wins. And that's true service right there, folks. Guys, I love you as always. Type ebook if you want the ebook. Type subscribed if you want to get subscribed. Who's the big winner tonight for the $25 Visa gift card? We're going to find out right now. The winner is Mr. Terry Kennedy, TK in the house. And what, you know what, how appropriate is that? I had two of my sons today enlist into the military. Actually, not today. One enlisted the other day and the other one enlisted today. Both of them are now in the Army, officially enlisted members of the Army. And TK is a former veteran. I'm a former veteran. So I'm really happy for you. Jennifer says it's really hard to be a salesman if it's not in your nature. It's impossible to be a salesman. But let me tell you this, Jennifer, what's possible. Being yourself, exchanging what you know to someone who doesn't understand. It's getting product knowledge. It's getting more information. It's understanding where the customer is coming from and being able to communicate it into layman's terms. You may have to invest in coaching. You may have to invest in my coaching program. That might just be the case for you guys. It comes natural for some and not for others. But in either case, it can be taught, because here's what I know. I've got 8 kids with 8 different personality types, even though I know there's only 4. But here's what I also know. They can all sell me. They can all sell. They do it differently. They have their different ways. They have their different styles, but they can all do it. And I've met people who are absolutely, I mean, just completely uncomfortable, crawling out of their skin, bringing up the idea that someone might buy a tankless. But once they go through the program and they realize what we're trying to accomplish, it's hard not to. Look, if you just challenge your guys to take the water pressure on every single home and then they do that, they're going to start selling PRVs. How can they not? Either that or they have bad character and they're avoiding giving the customer what they really need to have. So some of this stuff can just be flushed out through process. Some of it needs to be changed with a different perspective, a different mindset. And, some people do have that ability immediately. He says, I salute your sons. We salute you, TK. Let your education to the customer be your salesman. Absolutely. My boy's wicked smart. Matt Miller in the house. Justin says, it's funny. I always see Verbal on here. I see you, Justin. And I always think of the Mike Vrabel, the linebacker. Martin says, my daughter is 8 weeks old. Babies are the best salespeople. Absolutely. Absolutely. $25 Visa gift card to my boy TK. Boom. And now you're entered into the bigger gift card giveaway coming up here in the next month or so. Guys, I love you. As always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.